Final segment of In Focus here this morning on a Thursday, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, about some initiatives here that are going on right at the moment. We talked about the Gold Star Memorial that is being planned in Topeka. What about the Purple Star School Program? Tell us more about this program.
Yeah, that's another piece of legislation that we're going to introduce or hopefully get dropped on the floor here soon as they come back into session. And what that really helps us do is it helps us in the eyes of the Department of Defense highlight the fact that we think the military is important, specifically military-related children. I always tell people that I served for 34 years, but I did 28 moves within that time frame. And everybody says, oh, wow, that was really impactful on you. But more importantly, it was impactful on my children. I had a daughter who did four different high schools in four different years. And so these programs are very important for transitioning children in the military as they go from school to school to help them remain their competitiveness for graduate schools and going on to college and competing. So for us here in the state of Kansas, we're a school that basically, or a state that needs to sign on to this so that we can be competitive for additional force structure and missions in the state when it comes to military decision making on where they're going to station these particular missions and forces.
Now, for those that don't know, USD 475, Geary County was, I think, the first district in the state to pilot one of these programs. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. They just got recognized. We just presented the plaques to a number of the schools in their district. And then another school district, 272, Leavenworth. On Leavenworth itself has also met the requirements and has gone through the pilot program as well. And, they're in Manhattan. The Manhattan School District there has done a lot of things to qualify for this particular program. And so what we need to do as a state is we need to enact it to help facilitate those school districts that have equities as far as the military and make sure that they get recognized accordingly here in our state.
Yeah, military is very important to these schools, and I know there's a lot of folks tied to the military that go to the Manhattan Ogden schools, so that would be a neat initiative. You think that'll get through the legislature then?
Well, I should hope so. I mean, I think everybody supports it. They're already doing it, and there's no additional cost associated with this, as a number of the school systems have already appointed somebody to facilitate these programs. And by the way, these programs not only help the military, but they'll help the other students that are in those districts as well. They're just not focused solely on the military. They open it up to all. So this is a situation where having military students in your schools really enhances your programs for everybody.
All right. Well, that'll be an interesting one to watch here. Another one that you're working on here is federal impact aid.
Yeah, this is a little more difficult, because here in Kansas we're very sensitive, and as we should be, about making sure that we provide the dollars to every student we have here in the state of Kansas. And for years we've done that through what's considered an equalization formula here in the state. So as federal aid, for example, comes into the state or military, we use it against the equalization formula and distribute that throughout the state. Well, the thing we're trying to do is figure out how we as a state can take those federal dollars, apply them to the school districts that have military equities once again, but at the same time, make sure that we're fair and equitable to all the school districts here in the state. The problem we have is the Department of Defense uses impact aid as, once again, a metric for stationing of forces and bringing additional missions into a state. And Kansas has a bullseye on it. because it's the only state in the nation that uses equalization of federal impact aid. And so we've got to figure out this. We've got to be smart about it. We'll use a methodical approach, but we have to get it figured out so that we're not penalized on mission and force structure in the future.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's important. And, you know, we've talked about it before, how important that aid is here, especially in our region. And you've talked about federal contracting. That's a big push for you as well, isn't it?
What, the federal contracting?
Yeah. I forget the exact term. Contracting. You've talked about it before, I know, on here. I don't remember the exact term. My mind's a blank right now. Defense contracting.
Well, you know, defense contracting for me is significant, you know, because it gives us the third triad, really bringing in defense businesses. You know, we here in the state of Kansas do very well on the military numbers of individuals and formations that we have and military installations, so active duty and guard and reserve. And then you have, as the second part of that particular piece, we have what's called defense industry. And a lot of people look at installations, and when you have big formations that deploy, the reason they can sustain economically is because they have defense contractors and defense industry that help support while the military side is out or deployed. We don't have that here. And so that's the thing that we're looking at economically. How do we encourage defense industry to come into our particular footprints? And that really has a second order effect in that a lot of our military expertise and those individuals that are transitioning to the tune of about 3,100 individuals a year, we need to have jobs for them so they can transition out of the military, stay here in the state of Kansas, and they come out with security clearances, they come out with skill sets, they come out with knowledge base that a lot of these defense industries are searching for, and we need to use that workforce and keep those folks here in the state of Kansas. And I think one of the ways we can do that is by encouraging defense industry and defense contractors to set up their operations here in the state of Kansas.
All right. Yeah, thanks for clarifying, because I had a little mental flub there.
No, it's the new year.
Yeah, that's right. I did want to, well, we had you here this morning. Last time we talked to you here, I think was December 2nd on In Focus. And since that time, we lost a really prominent Kansan here in Senator Bob Dole. And I don't know if you had any thoughts on his legacy or ever. I imagine you probably got a chance to meet him at some point in your life.
Yeah, this is he was the ambassador and really the poster child for the greatest generation. I say that in a way that I remember meeting him for the first time as a brigadier general on a Saturday morning at the newly minted World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I watched him. I did not go up and talk to him, and he was talking to World War II vets that had just got delivered by van to the site, and he was walking each one of them individually to their monument. And he was an incredible ambassador, not only for the military, but for Kansas. And even though he lived many years in Washington, D.C., because that's where I think he thought the fight was if he was going to make changes and do things, he always basically told people that when he met him that he was a Kansan. So, you know, he is a great loss for the state, but he is somebody that definitely exemplified everything that people think is good about Kansas.
Yeah, no question about it. I was bummed I couldn't make it out to Abilene, or excuse me, not Abilene, Russell, to the memorial service, because it looked like that was quite the deal. A lot of folks came out, and what a neat opportunity that for that community, which he was so fond of.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and like I said, he always felt a connection to Kansas. He was a Kansan. And, you know, for me, there's few people in states across this nation where if you look at them and somebody says, oh, that's so-and-so, he's from X state. When you get that type of moniker, you really, I think, have done something not only for the nation but for the state. And Bob Dole was definitely Kansas.
Yep, absolutely. Again, we're talking with General Perry Wiggins here, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. We just got a couple minutes left here. Is there anything else coming up in 2022 you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how, and I'm studying right now to see how the National Defense Authorization Act and the budget's going to flesh out, because that really, where they place those dollars, shows the focus of the Department of Defense. And it really gives us an idea, I think, here in the state on where we need to really focus our energies as well. And then the other thing is making sure we improve quality of life here in the state for these families and folks that are calling Kansas home, and continue to work to keep those that served in uniform or those that are exiting the service, hopefully get them to count Kansas as their number one choice for calling it home.
All right. Well, it's certainly something to watch, and we've heard a little bit about the National Defense Authorization Act, which did get approved, just a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be something to keep an eye on going forward. General Wiggins, it's sure good to talk to you here, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again coming up next month.
Thank you, Brandon, and I wish you and Dave a Happy New Year, and all the folks out there listening in, Happy New Year.
Did you ask Brandon about, you know, his deer hunting experiences this year?
No, I did not do that.
I mean, that's important stuff whenever we have you on, General.
Oh, I know it is. It's been a good deer hunting season, you know, and unfortunately it goes by way too quick.
Oh. But what were the results?
Well, I didn't have good results this year here in Kansas, so.
Then it should have been longer,
my buddy,
right?
Jim Champagne, that you know very mm-hmm. well, bagged a very large deer. I had a little bit of surgery and was able to get out with a bow this year. So I'm looking forward to next year.
All right. Wish you well. Good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. All right, guys.
All right. We appreciate you being on the program this morning. Coming up tomorrow, we'll hear from Karen Hibbard at Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, Greg McClure from K-State Research and Extension, and we'll also hear from Dr. Stephen Higgs at the Biosecurity Research Institute as well.